This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in the Netherlands late last night on the second leg of his five-nation tour aimed at deepening India's strategic and economic ties with European nations. Mr. Modi was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen upon his arrival at Amsterdam Airport. Mr. Modi reached the Netherlands after a brief stopover in the United Arab Emirates, where he held talks with UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. At the hotel in The Hague, the Prime Minister was accorded a grand welcome with cultural and musical performances by the Indian diaspora. Dutch troops also greeted him ceremonially. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Chetten and will call on their majesties, the King and the Queen. The visit carries significance beyond bilateral ties and is expected to shape broader India-EU relations following the recently concluded India-Europe Free Trade Agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that government remains committed to improving ease of doing business and ease of living for the countrymen. In a social media post, Mr. Modi rejected a report of a media house on cess or tax or surcharge on foreign travel. He said the report is totally false and there is not an iota of truth in it. The Prime Minister said there is no question of putting such restrictions on foreign travel. The government has imposed a special additional excise duty of 3 rupees per litre on export of petrol. According to the official gazette notifications issued by Ministry of Finance yesterday, the special additional excise duty on diesel exports has been brought down to 16 rupees 50 paise per litre from 23 rupees. The special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel, that is ATF, has also been reduced to 16 rupees from 33 rupees a litre. The revised rates will remain in force for the next fortnight beginning today. There has been no change in the existing excise duty rates for petrol and diesel for domestic consumption. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted the Empowerment of Women Committee. BJP MP from Lok Sabha, Dr. D. Purandeshwari, will be the chairperson of the committee. The committee comprises of 18 members from Lok Sabha and 10 members from Rajya Sabha. The members of the lower house include prominent personalities like Hema Malini, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Ikra Chaudhary. On the other hand, from the upper house, Sudha Murthy, P.T. Usha and Swati Maliwal are included. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake his first visit to Sikkim today after assuming the office. During his visit, the Vice President will attend the Statehood Day celebrations of Sikkim in Gangtok. Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister of Sikkim Prem Singh Tamang, along with Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya, will also attend the celebrations. Sikkim is observing its statehood day today, marking its transition from monarchy to becoming the 22nd state of India in 1975. The Vice President is also expected to visit a few prominent places in Gangtok during his stay. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that those students who are dissatisfied with their results can access a structured review system, which is a two-stage review process. In stage 1, students may request scanned copies of their evaluated answer books. These will be made available through online login and can be downloaded for review. While in stage 2, students may apply for verification of discrepancies or request re-evaluation of specific answers based on the marking scheme. CBSE informed that students can apply online to obtain a scanned copy of evaluated answer books between 19th to 22nd of this month with a charge of 700 rupees per subject. Meanwhile, application for verification of issues observed in re-evaluation can be submitted between 26th to 29th of this month. And Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 45-day extension of the ceasefire after another round of talks in Washington, said the U.S. State Department. State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigott said the ceasefire comes after 2 productive days of talks. And that is the end of this news bulletin.